This conference is being recorded.
We're going to start the recording.
Yeah.
Okay, hi everyone. I'm back and we're here for to really connect with Hurricane Kyle, who as of this hour, from the 5 o'clock report, it's 7:15 East Coast time, more or less, here tonight on Sunday, the 29th of September. 28th of September. And for the most part, Kyle's been out in the Atlantic, and this weekend has approached the northeast part of America, and now is and spent a lot of time in off the coast of New England with a lot of rain, and now is on the way, as of tonight, towards Nova Scotia, the southwest part tonight, and through the morning it'll go to the other parts as expected. And it's just become late this afternoon a Hurricane 1. We're here to help mitigate the effects of Kyle and also connect with his truth, because when we connect with the storm, when we connect with anyone, we have a way of therefore helping to manifest a positive outcome for all involved. So that's what we're here to do. I thank you for being with us tonight on such short notice. I'm very grateful for your joining us and for those who will be listening later, for you to feel guided to serve and to help be part of the solution, if you will, in our sacred circle for the people and the land and the ocean and all living beings that are in the appear to be in the affected area. And in the greater sense, knowing that every storm is part of all the storms of life and affect all of us on some level. So I appreciate your giving of yourself and creating this open vessel within yourself to connect with all humanity and Mother Earth, as well as ourselves, because we are all one. Our intention is to really dissipate Kyle and help him shift his direction and his intensity to the path of least destruction and the highest and best good of all concerned. I asked if there was a particular message for tonight, and the message is to be curious, not critical. Very interesting. To be curious is that we see the storm and not to get into judgment about it, or any storm. Be curious, see all the possibilities, center yourself as a child would, in a knowingness that everything is possible. And when I think of curious, I do think of being childlike, not childish, childlike. Children know that they may create whatever they want, and they may receive whatever it is that they desire. They see it, they want it, and they usually know how to get it. So it's about coming from that place of childlike knowingness that everything is possible, versus being critical. When we go into critical, we step out of our heart, we step into our mind, into our mentality, things become serious, things become hard, we become good and bad, and we have opinions about things. That takes us away from our God self, the place of all creation. That's where we want to hang out, to be curious, not critical. And that includes, of course, tonight for our meditation. So at this time, I ask you to close your eyes, if you will. Open your arms and let your beautiful human angel wings extend. And as you do, feel your chest rise and your heart expand. And breathe into your heart center ever so gently, ever so consciously, in and out, like gentle waves on the ocean. Breathing in and out, becoming one with your heart. Becoming one with your heart. Feel the love and light inside your heart. Look more closely and see the love and light inside your heart. Expect to see the light there. It may be any color. In the darkness, there is light. Breathe into that light. see it fill every cell and atom of your being with divine perfection, health, joy, peace, prosperity. Breathe into your heart center and see that light expand brighter and brighter, wider and wider, as it spins inside you. Focus on the color. It may be any color. Invite the color green, healing green, expanding your entire heart center. There's a tinge of gold all around it, as if the sun is shining from the inside out on the healing center of your being. Breathe into that and see that light expand. And with the next breath, see it go in concentric circles, wider across your body, all around. See the circle expand up to your neck and across your upper arms and down to your thighs. See this incredible, beautiful, calming green light with golden sparkles all around, pulsating in and out as it circles inside of you in a clockwise motion, filling every cell and atom of your being with health, peace, joy, and prosperity. Be with that space. And when you're ready, consciously take your breath in and out, and on the out-breath, see yourself expand again from the inside out, and the light now, the spherical center of energy extending from your heart, is going up to the top of your head, where your crown chakra is, just about there, all the way down, across to where your hands are, and to where your feet are. Feel the energy, the circle of energy, expanding within you, filling every cell and atom with perfect health, peace, joy, and prosperity. Feel it pulsating within you, bright and alive and vibrant, green energy, sparkling with God's divine light all around it and through it now. And with your next breath, see this light extend from your fingers and your crown chakra and the tippy toes and all areas that you are in this ball of green healing energy with God's divine sparkle all around it. Take your in-breath, and on the out-breath, see it happen. There it is. You are in this healing globe. Feel the love and light all around you and in you. Look around. See the three of us on the call. Look around and see Mother Earth. On your next breath, allow your consciousness from your heart center to connect with the conscious heart center of each of us on the call, so we are sharing one beautiful, gigantic, incredibly healing, healthy, peaceful, joyful, and prosperous green globe of love and light, pure God essence energy, heart-centered energy. Take your breath in. On the out-breath, see it done. Feel yourself pulsating with the tremendous energy that we've all jumped into. Pulsating energy inside of us and outside of us, filled with perfect health, peace, joy, and prosperity. Focus your attention in an New England area off the coast of Maine, going to the northeast part of the coast, and go out about 100 miles, and there you'll see Hurricane Kyle. He's just going about 75 miles per hour. He's moving rather rapidly. He wants to get on with his purpose. And projections have him approaching the southwestern tip of Nova Scotia a little later tonight, maybe between 11 and midnight, and then going on through the rest of Nova Scotia by tomorrow morning. We know that all beings really are here to learn the lessons of love. And so from your heart center, I invite you to connect with Kyle. See him right. See him as a child would, knowing that everything is possible. All things happen for our good. And it happens when we claim it. So as you see Kyle, I want you to add to our mixture that you see all around him. The winds slowing down, the water and air becoming cooler and cooler. There are very few clouds, if any, around. And this is something we have not done before. I invite you to visualize the barometric pressure rising, getting higher and higher. Right now, he's hanging out at 985. Let's visualize a little jump or so. Take it to 990. Take it to 993. Take it to 995. Just 10 points. Visualize that happening. And therefore, the air, there's less space coming down on Earth. The winds are calming, the air is cool, the water is cool, and the air pressure is going up. With every breath, with everything we send out from our heart center, see the air pressure rising. Barometric pressure is rising. And as we do this, as we send out from our heart center, keep seeing the winds going slower, the water's cooling down, and the air pressure rising degree by degree. We'll do a countdown on it. And then also, during our prayer, we'll ask Hurricane Kyle, who's just become a hurricane recently, we're going to invite him to go towards the direct east, not the northeast, east. Not the northwest, east, and avoid all land masses, if at all possible, to take the path of least destruction. So from your heart center, from our collective heart center, visualize that green light that's all around us, inside and out, spinning from your heart center. See the light going in and out. See yourself sending out 10 billion megahertz of green light, spinning in a clockwise direction. See the light from your heart center, 10 billion megahertz of pure divine love essence, going right through, towards and right through Hurricane Kyle's eye, the window of his soul, from heart to heart, sending out 10 billion megahertz of divine love, light, green energy now to Kyle's eye. And as you do, see it spinning clockwise, slowing everything down. The winds are slowing down. The air pressure is rising. The air is becoming cooler and cooler. There are virtually no clouds in the sky. Things are becoming filled with peace and more peace and more peace. Spinning clockwise, 10 billion megahertz of God's golden green light through our collective heart center to Kyle's heart, to his soul, through his eye, right now. See it being received, because all beings seek acknowledgement and love. And we know that he's come in love no matter what it looks like. And so we send love from our heart center, our collective heart center. As you do, see the air pressure rising from 985 to 986. Sending 10 billion megahertz of God's golden green, healing, peaceful, joyful, prosperous energy to Hurricane Kyle's eye and heart center, his soul right now. And the air pressure is rising. The barometric pressure is rising. 987. As you send out 10 billion megahertz of golden green light from your heart center to Kyle's heart center, the winds are slowing down. The air is getting cooler and cooler. The water is calming down. The air pressure is rising. 988. Everything spinning clockwise, slower and slower. From your heart center again, visualizing God's golden green light flowing through you now in a clockwise direction to Kyle's center of his soul through his eye. See the air pressure rising. 989. 10 billion megahertz of God's golden green light being received by Kyle now, the center of his soul through his eye. The water is calming down. The winds are decreasing. The air is cooler and cooler. The barometric pressure, the air pressure, is rising. 990. It's rising. The wind's getting slower. See him shifting direction to the path of least destruction under grace now. I'm just going to hold it here, keep sending it out, and as you send it out, I'm going to read you his message. Hold the space of divine love and light. Hold the space, that childlike space of curiosity and wonder. As you send out 10 billion megahertz of God's golden green, healing, peaceful, joyful, and prosperous love and light to Kyle's soul through his eye. And as you do, with every breath, see the barometric pressure, the air pressure rising, degree by degree, take it to 991, and take it to 995, as I read his message to us tonight. Be at peace. I am just a reminder that storms can affect anyone, anywhere, regardless of where one lives, or how you've led your life. The storm is not the main concern. How one responds to the storm, before, during, and after, is what matters. It's important to know to never take storms for granted. Just like other things in life, when we let them build up or make light of them, eventually they accumulate into a big, often difficult and costly situation for all involved. People, families, businesses, institutions. So I'm not here to scare people or do damage, although there will be some. I'm here to be sure humanity does not become complacent and simply assume that so-called bad things happen to other people, countries, and the like. We are all one. When all are conscious, all are well. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Hurricane Kyle. We bless you and thank you for your message. We bless you and thank you for being here to remind us of the importance of your message. We bless you and thank you for hearing our message, our request, that you take the path of least destruction, the least damage to people, land, and all beings, and take the path, if it's truly in the highest, best good of all humanity, away from the land, out into the ocean, to the far east of the land in North America. And just simply go up between the path of Europe and North America in the center of the ocean there. And resume your path back to the divine. To take your path away from the human elements, the environmental element of land. And return to the nothingness from where you came and where we'll all return at some point under grace now. We bless you and thank you for hearing our prayer. At this time, the phone's open, so those of you on the call may share any prayer or thanks or message you have or request for Kyle now.
I would like to thank Kyle for being such a gentle soul, such a gentle being. He seems very mature for such a gentle, not strong storm.
Right.
And we are so grateful for that.
That's right.
And we thank you, we thank you, thank you. And we do indeed love you. And I was very loving the words that you used about Kyle going back to the divine. Beautiful concept. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I hope Carla will do some.
Yes, stuff. I like to thank Kyle for his revealing method.
Very
informative for me, and I'm sure for many. And from my side, I like to sound some words that might open people's hearts and minds. And these words are, I am harmonic energy light. I am joy. I am peace. I am prosperity. I am that I am.
Thank you, Carla.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
God bless.
We're all vibrational energy. And all of our words and all of our thoughts and all of our feelings are vibrational energy. So we appreciate that because it was the energy of divine love. So right now, together, let's send the message, these words, to Kyle to thank him for hearing our prayers and honoring our prayers. And our sounds, and our love, and the light that we share together. Please repeat with me. I honor you.
I honor you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
I love you.
I love you.
I honor you.
I honor you.
Send it right through to Kyle's eye, to his soul, from our soul. Speak from your heart, soul to soul. I honor you.
I honor you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
I love you.
I love you.
Once again, and this time, see it flowing through the green light coming from your heart center, spinning clockwise, 10 billion megahertz of golden green light with divine golden light all around it, blessing it as it goes into Kyle's heart center, the barometric pressure rising higher and higher, hitting 995, the wind slowing down, clockwise motion, everything slowing down, air is getting cooler, virtually no clouds in the sky. I honor you.
I honor you.
I respect you.
I
love you.
I love you.
Be in that space, golden green light emanating from your heart center, from our heart center, spinning clockwise to Kyle's heart center, seeing that energy, the air pressure, see it up there, rising higher and higher, calming everything around it. Everything is calm above and below where Kyle is now as the air pressure rises. See the whole space filled with peace as you send out your 10 billion megahertz of combined golden, green, healing light, God's divine light, from our collective heart to his, spinning in a clockwise motion, maintaining the air pressure at 995. We bless you and thank you, Kyle, for allowing us to connect with you tonight, for hearing our prayers and honoring our requests, continuing to take the path of least destruction, decreasing your wind speed, raising the air pressure, drying the air, and moving away from the land under grace now. Easily, quickly, and completely. We thank you. And for those on the call, say your thanks internally to Kyle one last time. Be with that space of perfect health, peace, joy, and prosperity. Thank each of us on the call. And come back into your own center. Come back into your own golden green globe of perfect health, peace, joy, and prosperity. Be conscious of your breath. And when you're ready, bring that space back into your heart center under grace now. Be conscious of your chest rising and falling with each breath. Know that you are centered again within your physical being and that you have done divine work now. And this energy stays with you as it expands out across the globe and the universe. You are one with it. It doesn't go away. It just builds up and builds up to more perfect health, peace, joy, and prosperity, inside and out. I bless you and thank you for being on the call. You can always contact me directly, 954-527-5245. For those listening by email, or go to my website, messagesfromgod.com. Let me give you the callback number again, 712-432-0799, access code 673947, pound. I bless you and thank you for being here tonight and sharing of your spirit. Namaste.
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 Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless. Good night.
It shall have. It is done.
It is done.
So be